So I'm joined with Annie Norris. So it's firstly, Annie, you set up Pure Studios in 2005. What made you decide to set the business up 10 years ago?
I used to do pole dancing. Someone used to teach it in Hereford, and they left, moved to France, and there was nobody else teaching anything like it, anything like pole or anything. So I had been doing it for 3 years, and I thought I should set up my own place.
So how's pole fitness different to other exercise like swimming or running?
Okay, so pole dancing is completely different for many reasons. First of all, it's a total body workout. So you can get cardiovascular fit, so it means you can get your heart rate up. You can get muscly fit, so you can tone up. You can get great legs, great bum, great abs, great arms. Most importantly, it's fun. So a lot of people will have to force themselves to get up and go for a workout. They may go running and they have to, you know, push themselves, or they have to go to the gym, they have to do, I don't know, 3 sets of 10 repetitions, it's quite boring. With pole dancing, obviously I'm biased, I love it, but with pole dancing it's good fun. So you focus on getting a spin or a trick or a routine. So your mind is taken away from the fitness aspect. So it's just all about having fun, enjoying yourself, building confidence, meeting new people, and then you get fit along the way and it's amazing.
So what's been your best success story so far in terms of somebody that's just going to come in off the street and ask to get fit?
Okay, so I have two that stick out in my mind. One student who's been with us for about 5 years. She's a very tall lady and she lost around about half her body weight coming to us, and it built her confidence up, and she's a beautiful dancer. It was amazing. So fitness-wise, that's probably the best one. Another one is a girl, a lady called Jen, who comes to us. She's been with us for about 3.5 years now. I remember her when she first came through the door, head down, she was really, really shy. And now she's competed in competitions. She came first in one of her heats, and she performed at one of our showcases, because we do them every year for charity, in front of 300 people by herself on the stage, and it was amazing. All of the girls do that, but Jen was particularly shy and underconfident when she first came, and now you'll see her walking down the street in shorts. And she's a bigger girl. She's only 5'4", I think she is, and she's 17 stone. And if she can climb to the top of the pole, then anybody can do it.
So tell me about these competitions that you perform and judge in. How do they work?
Okay, so there's lots of different competitions. This is quite a wide question. So you can have a fitness pole dancing competition, which is all very gymnastic-y, or my favourite, which is pole dancing. So you can still have the gymnastic elements, but it's all about the interpretation, much like figure skating or something like that, or ballet. So I judge all sorts of competitions, national competitions and local competitions. Well, not local. International and national competitions, and they range from the gymnastic type style to the dancey style, and they're all very, very different, and some are very, very serious and some are a little bit more relaxed. So that's the judging. Competing wise, I have won what's seen as one of the biggest titles in the UK. That was the UK Professional Pole Championships, and that was the elite section, so you had to be invited to compete in that. And I won that, and then I've taken a bit of a sabbatical with competing, but I have been training, and hopefully we'll get back to it again very soon. Yeah.
So if I wanted to be a pole dancer, could I do it myself?
Yes, we actually have men and women of all ages, shapes and sizes. We have girls come from the age of 8, and I think our oldest lady is in her 60s. So literally anyone can do it. We also run loads of different classes. So pole dancing, we do aerial hoop, which is more of a sort of circus skill. We've got loads more classes which will be coming up during the year, some new exciting things, so look on our website. We have many more things to come this year because it's our 10-year anniversary.